Oh, we're back again. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike and Spike and no Fritz today. Where the hell is he? Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. Coming off a so-so weekend. Great job by the Fightins winning that series. But I'll tell you, I can't wait till the regular season of the NFL gets here because doggone it, I'm tired of losing money on preseason games. Justin, you ain't been here long enough to get a holler at your boy. But a holler at your boy.
Well, holler at him, Justin. Say
what's
hello.
Up, Mike?
There all you right, go.
There you go. I didn't know if I was allowed or
yeah,
not.
Yeah. That's enough. That's enough. That's right. Justin's in for Fritz today. You really are betting on preseason games?
Don't judge me, Spike.
I'm judging you right
well,
here.
Do we
need to have a talk after the show?
What's usually over-unders?
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm saying like that's okay. Betting preseason football, psycho. Well, we have a big show as
the
we
money doesn't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
WNBA, it don't matter.
Yep, yeah, just
all
bet
counts,
on something.
Man. Yes.
Man, you must have been special during the pandemic. Were you betting on the North
no,
Korean baseball?
No, I didn't start until after the pandemic, remember?
Oh,
one who told me I had to activate the account.
Right. This all comes back to me. It's my fault. No personal responsibility here on the WIP Afternoon Show. So a big show as always. We'll have Elliot on at 3 to break down all of the Eagles moves with final cuts due tomorrow. Eagles trade for an offensive lineman, trade for a quarterback, a lot of stuff going on, and that's probably updating. We will be joined by WFAN Sal Licata, giant Mets fan.
Maniac
to preview the series at 4 o'clock. We will talk about the debut of Jalen in the top 100 as well.
Huh?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
I got some thoughts.
Okay.
As you know, I do. But we do have to start off with the Phils and this series against the Mets. The Phils, 7 games up on the Mets, 3 games starting tonight at Citi Field. It'll be Lizardo, Chris Sanchez, and Taijuan Walker. But, like, this is – I know Joe Giglio did the show today and said that the division is over. And it probably is, right? There's not a lot of examples as you go throughout history of a team being down. Now, we are one of them, and the Mets are one of them in the other way. But there's not a lot of examples you go throughout history of a team losing a division lead like this. I think they'll win the division. Mm-hmm. This series is about more than the division to me. This series is about the Phillies announcing that they are serious this year. And this series, to me, is about Bryce Harper. And is about Bryce Harper's greatness or how great Bryce Harper still is. With the great players in this city, we expect so much of them at the most important times. You know, Jalen Hurts, of course, we expect the best from him at the most important times. We expect that of Joel Embiid. We expect it of every great player that's come through Philadelphia. And Bryce Harper, this is an opportunity for him, this series, to show, I think, what he's made of. Since Zach Wheeler has gone down, everyone else has stepped up. JT Realmuto has hit a couple of really big home runs. Bryson Stotts hit a big home run. All of the starting pitchers have been great, really. Lizardo's been great. Ranger's been great. Chris Sanchez has been great. Trey Turner, it seems like he gets 4 hits a game. And you look back at the stats, and Bryce has been good, but like, what do you remember from Bryce out of this streak? It's really nothing. He hit those 2 home runs. Both the games were gone. And when you start thinking about Bryce and moments, you have the home run against the Mets in the division series, but you really have to go back to Bedlam at the Bank. And he's become one of these players where I sort of wonder where he's been, and then I look at the numbers, and the numbers seem good.
Yeah.
But that's what a good player does. A great player shows up at a time like this, in a series like this, that proclaims him and the team present. We are here. You may have thought we were dead without Zach Wheeler. We are not dead. And like in the our biggest rival in the division, in the biggest city in the country, in a series, by the way, that could put the division away, I am asking Bryce Harper, be great. You said you're one of the best players in baseball a few weeks ago. You said it twice. Be that guy. Be that guy this series. Give us memories in this series because that's what great players do.
Yeah, I hear you saying this, and I don't think you're saying anything wrong, but the tone of it is what I don't like.
Go.
The
right.
tone
you
of
adjust.
This is what I don't like, and it almost sounds as if you're implying he hasn't been carrying his weight.
He's been good.
Right.
he's been good.
He hasn't been great.
He's been good.
Right.
He's been.
He's only been good. Yeah.
He's been a good player. I'm saying that, like,
we've seen Bryce be special and be great. So we know. Yeah, I agree. I know what that looks like.
This is a series for him to do that. I just think, like, I think this team, as much as they can, as much as we can say, everybody needs to be 10% better than they were to make up for Zach Wheeler, and that's true. This team needs a player to step out in front and say, like, we've got this.
Right.
And I think it's gotta be him. You know, Jack has said this before. Trey Turner can be a great player. I'm sure he'll have good. I hope he'll have good playoff moments. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. But like this, the best player on this team, I think, has gotta be Bryce Harper. And a series like this, I'm putting on Bryce. Like, I'm realistic, right? If Lizardo blows up and gives up seven runs, if Sanchez blows up and gives up seven runs, like, I'm realistic. But in a normal series, I'm putting this series against the New York Mets on Bryce Harper. I want Bryce Harper to show the world that he is still great, that he is still one of the best players in baseball.
No, you want Bryce Harper to show you that that's what he is.
I
think the world knows that Bryce Harper is a great player.
ESPN had him as the 33rd best player in baseball.
I understand that.
The 33rd,
I understand that.
Right?
Yes, yes. It's not a great year for him.
No, it's
hasn't been
fine.
A great year for him. So here's what I'll say. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. So I'm not going to do the whole fanboy Bryce thing today.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. I'll say this. I think Bryce certainly needs to pick up his play. But there's also the luxury that we have that the guys around him have started to play well.
Sure.
Trey Turner is back to hitting the ball again. I mean, the MVP of the team has been Kyle Schwarber. So as long as he continues to do that, JT has been outstanding.
Sure, absolutely.
So it allows, and these are guys that we haven't necessarily, other than Schwarber, we hadn't necessarily relied upon as much. So here's what I'm looking at. I'm saying to myself, yes, you're right, Bryce. It'd be great if he gets it going. This would be a great series for him to do that. But I mostly need Bryce to be there when October gets here.
Right, right, right.
That's when Bryce becomes special Bryce Harper, because everybody's not made for those moments. Everybody's not made for those moments. And we're going to need that guy to be the guy in those moments. And I still believe in him in those moments because he embraces the big lights. And so it's been an up and down health season for Bryce Harper. It's been an up and down production season for Bryce Harper. He hasn't really found his groove yet to where it's been sustained. As long as he gets that going into October, I'm okay with Bryce Harper. He's the least of my concerns on this baseball team.
I just want a moment. I want a moment against the Mets.
You're right.
Yes, the postseason means more than all of this. But when we look back on these seasons, there are inflection points. And I do believe that this is the final. When Zach Wheeler got hurt, I looked at the three series after he got hurt. The Seattle series, the Washington series, and the Mets series. To me, this series is important. Now, if they lose two out of three, when you look at the division, that's why I don't care about the division. Look at the division. They lose two out of three. They'll
still
be six games up, whatever.
Yeah.
But we will feel different, right? And I think this, to me, at 215-592-9494, do you still think Bryce Harper is great and is this series on him? To me, I want to feel like they feel like this series is more important than a regular season series. We do have a next question today, as our guy Jack is out. Now, I don't think Jack is working on the house today. I actually think Jack's down the shore or something like that. But
what?
Jack,
huh?
I do. I believe Jack is down the shore.
I know.
But
he got his puppies in the sand. He's out on the beach, got his feet in the sand. Is that what he's doing?
He's watching the kids.
Whatever. Well, I tell you.
Yeah. Who does he think he is? But he does have a new home. So
yes. We
are, for next question today, you'll call up with your sports point, and we will ask you next question. What is a great housewarming gift? What is a great, you buy a house, you get a housewarming gift. What is a great housewarming gift? Ike, I will start with you. What is a great housewarming gift?
So I'm going to start with something I got my oldest son when they moved into their home. I'm going to go with an air fryer.
People love the air fryer.
Air fryer, man. Especially that younger generation.
They love air fryers.
You know, they talk about cooking with grease or oil, whatever you call it.
Right,
whatever. Gas is really grease.
Yes.
You don't do that in the air fryer.
They don't. Justin, are you an air fryer guy? Because you're a young man.
I am an air fryer.
Yeah.
I had an air fryer in my dorm. I was able to loophole that. into the dorm, because like you're not technically allowed to have a fryer.
Exactly, you set the whole damn dorm on fire.
Right. Well, no, but if it, the rule was if it had a thing to turn itself off, which was the timer, then you could loophole it in.
Okay, so you were a big air fryer guy.
I had quite the argument with housing over that.
And everybody who's an air fryer person puts everything in the air fryer.
Yeah, and everything doesn't belong in the air fryer, but you're right. They put everything in the air fryer.
We don't have an air fryer, but the oven we got has an air fryer.
What would you cook in
the air fryer? I don't know. Make fries in there.
You don't put vegetables in an air fryer, do you? Well, I guess you could.
You could, I think. You could. You put anything in an air fryer.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, I'm going to tell you the perfect housewarming gift. Give them money.
Give them money. Say that.
Money. 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 Money.
That's the perfect gift, period.
Yes. Money. Let me pick it out.
Yep.
Money. Look, yeah, that's a nice plate you got me. I really appreciate it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful plate. Whatever. You know. But if I haven't told you.
I could have did something better with that.
With the money.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, if you're not going to do money, give me a gift card to somewhere that you know I could use.
Right.
Home Depot's fine.
Yes.
Macy's, whatever. Yes. Something like that. But number one, best housewarming gift is money. I said the same thing when we got married. What do you want? You don't have a registry? No, I don't. My registry is the bank.
Yep.
You know? All right.
No, smart man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yep. 215.
I actually like people who like money.
Yes.
It makes it easier for me.
You don't want to shop.
I didn't have to think for a gift that.
Well,
now, I do appreciate the registry.
Registry's good, but I always wait too late for the registry.
So you wind up getting a...
Well, I get there and they're like, you want a ladle? Like, how many ladles can I get you? You know, you want this paper towel holder? It doesn't... I end up having to combine a bunch of them.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
Yep.
I'd rather just give them money.
All right.
215-592-9494. I say this series against the Mets is on Bryce. I want Bryce to give us moments. This is bigger than a regular season series. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Mr. Furry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was getting ready to do the howl, but I unfortunately didn't make it to the convention this weekend because I had my own furry situation at the house in Philly.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All I don't even want to get back into that. And I forgot to bring that up to Hugh. I forgot to bring that up to him before he got out
convention.
Of here. Yeah, he was all over the convention. I saw pictures everywhere.
Look, whatever makes people happy, as long as it's not hurting anybody else, it's fine
with
me, Bruce.
Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. But I agree with you. I agree with you, Spike, on this whole thing with Bryce Harper. I would like to see him have a moment or two between not just this series or somewhere in the Mets series to kind of solidify and stamp himself. But, I mean, the Phillies can win without him being great collectively because of how they've been playing. But it would be nice to see that to kind of set the table for what may happen with the Phillies in the playoffs. So it would be great to see Bryce on the forefront of doing something like that.
Oh, for sure.
Do you feel like we've been without a special Bryce moment all year?
Yes. Name one. Name one from last year.
Yeah, well, are you talking about the playoffs?
No, I'm talking about any special Bryce. I can name
I guess I can.
A JT moment.
I'm like, I guess I can't. Well,
you know, the thing is like, go ahead. He is the only guy in this city that we create this exception for. It's absolutely outrageous. Like,
game two, he had a big moment.
He did.
Yeah, he
had
a home run.
He had a home run. Absolutely. And then he struck out in game four. But or was it game three, game four, whatever
it was.
Game four,
yes.
Game four. Like, Jalen, I will even accept, even though we can have our debates about how good he is, he can point to the hardware. Bryce can't point to the hardware. Like, Bryce can't point to the ring. Bryce can't point to the championship. So, so when I say, like, it's been a while for Bryce and the moments. It really has. He's been a good player this year, absolutely. But when you look at the great players in baseball and we look at the way we talk about him, every time that we say we are expecting a little bit more, I hear, and maybe this is just Jack, I'll hear, well, it's OPS in the playoffs last year. Was this. It's like OPS... It's nice. I understand he played well, but you always talk about moments. Trey needs a moment.
Zach Wheeler needs a moment. Yeah.
Like, it's been 3 years since we had a significant Bryce moment.
Yeah.
That's it. And this is a big, I don't care what anybody says, that the Mets aren't playing well, that the division's already won. I don't care. We go up there to Citi Field and we lose 2 of 3. it is going to feel terrible. Six-game lead in the division or not, it will feel terrible. This is a series about showing them who the big boys are in the division.
Exactly.
You know? Well, thank you for the call, Bruce. Bruce, do you have a perfect housewarming gift?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of stay in a similar vein of what Ike said, and I'm going to go with the toaster oven.
I like a good toaster.
Toaster oven.
Do people still use toaster
oven? Yeah.
Toaster oven's done.
It's not done.
I don't think anybody under the age of 40 uses a toaster oven. I'm dead serious.
Well, now you may be right. I'm not under the age of 40.
The air fryer has completely taken over what the toaster oven was used for. And it's quicker.
I sort of agree with that, but here's the thing. If you have the right toaster oven, I'm not talking about one of those little small ones that you put French bread in and cook like a grilled cheese. Right. I'm actually talking about things you can put in there like baked macaroni. Yeah. Get out of the dorm room.
Use the real oven for that.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is they make toaster ovens now that are big enough that you don't have to use the real oven. You can use one of those. That's all I'm saying.
But I guess my thought would be like, what's the point of owning a second appliance that's just the oven?
If you have the air fryer.
If I have an oven.
Well, if you're me, I have all of those.
Yeah.
You've got a bigger house than I do.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now, I haven't had a toaster oven in a while. I have a regular toaster. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the regular toaster.
So my purpose of using the toaster oven with air fryer is the kids don't know how to correctly use the oven
the
and
regular
the stove.
Oven. Yeah.
So those are smaller appliances that they can cook their food on, you know, things you throw in the air fryer, things, something, tombstone pizza, something you may throw in a toaster oven.
Well, yeah, reheating pizza is way better in the toaster oven.
Yes.
And you don't want to heat up the total oven or whatever.
Sure. So that's why we have the other appliances.
Sure. But again, I can reheat the pizza in the air fryer.
I've never done that.
Oh, I do.
I've
that
never done the pizza in the air fryer.
Do you have to clean the air fryer every time?
It depends on the one you have.
But yeah,
Mine's got like a tray. You pull the tray out and you clean the tray out. Yeah. The tray back in.
Well, you gotta put the liner in there.
I don't do that.
You don't use the liner?
No, I use soap and water.
True or false, Justin?
No, the liner, you can put a liner.
No, I know, but I just pull it out every time and clean
it.
Okay. I'm not spending extra money on a liner.
True or false? You clean it every time, or you got a lot of crumbs down there?
Not every time.
Once a month, maybe.
Nah, give me a little bit of benefit of the doubt here. Once a month when I was, I live with my mom. Once a month when I was in the dorm.
Yeah, because mom is on you.
You think my mom's gonna let me not clean
the appliance? No, I didn't know you live with mom. Yeah, mom has you. Yeah, she's on top of you with that.
Now, rent's too expensive in the city. I live with my mom.
You single, no kids? Hey, do your thing.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I was talking about this earlier. I don't think my son's ever going to leave.
Why would he?
Yeah, why would he?
Life's too good. He's got his own. He's basically got the basement, right?
Took over my man cave. Yeah, everything, yeah.
Got his own apartment?
Yeah, really?
Well, I wouldn't move. Could I move in?
You just bought a house, man.
Well, I'll sell it. You got extra room. Your daughter's not living there anymore.
Yep, she's not there. Nope. Yeah.
Me and Val move in. Our dogs should be hanging out with your dog.
That's right. Yes, bring them on over.
Yeah, sure. Hotel Ike, South Jersey. All right. 215-592-9494. Is this series on Bryce? Is he still a great player or is he a good player? Coming up next, and next question today, what is the perfect housewarming gift as we talk about Jack Fritz? Yeah, I haven't gotten him a housewarming gift. I should just give him money, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I didn't know we were still doing that.
Well, I feel like I should.
I mean, we didn't get you a housewarming gift.
No, but, you know, Jack's Jack.
Yeah.
You know?
Last time I checked, Jack's doing pretty good.
He is. He's doing fine.
He got an electric car.
Yeah.
He's writing books.
That's a good.
He's moving in a new house.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Listen, he's noticed I'm not picking up the check for dinner anymore.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we've been wondering for weeks as the NFL Network has unveiled the top 100
we've
in
been wondering.
The slowest. Well, you know, behind the scenes, too. This has been a big conversation behind the scenes. I'm just pulling back the curtain here. The big is, where is Jalen going to be? And we did the exercise last week as it
by
seemed.
By the way, good job by you.
Well, yeah, well, it seemed like it was going to be him or Sauce Gardner. Yeah, so I don't think Sauce Gardner is going to be on there. But Jalen Hurts' places in the NFL top 100 has been revealed. We will talk about that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.